Hi, I'm Bob Labriola. He's Mike Pursuta of the DVE Morning Show, and you are watching the Stephen Stills version of Agree to Disagree, the show with the motto, I'm right, he's wrong. It's the Stephen Stills version because the theme today is going to be, if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with. Statement number one, Jason Worlds will have more sacks than James Harrison.
The Labriola parents clearly did not teach their children well, because I'm going to get like that. I'm right with you on this. I disagree. I think, James Harrison is going to be a motivated Marine this season. I think he's got something to prove in Cincinnati, and Jason Worlds is an unproven commodity. Of all the offseason moves, this is the one that had me scratching my head just a little bit because of Harrison's importance to the defense when healthy and the lack of a time-tested replacement for him. I'm betting on Debo on this one, Bob.
Well, very well thought out argument, but you are wrong. I disagree with you and agree with the statement. James Harrison may be a motivated Marine, but he is going to a 4-3 defense, which he has never played before, and he's going to be playing on the line of scrimmage, which is not his forte. Statement number two, Emmanuel Sanders will catch more passes than Mike Wallace.
Again, unproven versus proven commodity. Now, by the time we get to Woodstock, Emmanuel Sanders may have more receptions than Mike Wallace, but I don't think that's going to be the case. The Miami Dolphins signed Mike Wallace for a reason. That reason is to throw him the deep ball as often as possible. I think Emmanuel Sanders is going to have a nice year, but I think Mike Wallace is going to have a better one.
Well, I got two words for you, Ryan Tannehill. But still, I'm going to agree with you and the statement. Emmanuel Sanders' career high is 44 catches in a season. Mike Wallace's career low was 39. That was when he was a rookie. I look for Wallace to have a big year with the Dolphins as well. Statement number three, Lerod Stevens-Howling will score more touchdowns than Rashard Mendenhall.
Got to disagree one more time. I think there's a role for Lerod Stevens-Howling. I think he's going to be a nice complimentary piece here. But I think Rashard Mendenhall is a pretty good running back. It didn't work out here for a number of reasons. A number of those were on Rashard Mendenhall, but I think fresh start and a feature role, and I think he's gonna pay some dividends for the Arizona Cardinals.
Well, I got two more words for you, Bruce Arians. BA is not a big fan of running it into the end zone when he gets down close to the goal line. And, you know, he is the head coach there. There is no one to overrule him anymore. And I said touchdowns, not just rushing touchdowns. So I'm going to disagree with you and agree with the statement. Statement number four.
Counting on a return or two, I see.
Yes. Or a reception. Cortez Allen will intercept more passes than Keenan Lewis.
I'm going to agree with you here. I'm going to put my money in this little competition on Cortez Allen. As far as I know, Keenan Lewis has not picked anyone off but Tyler Palko, and Tyler Palko's not in the league. Right and right?
Right and right.
Got to go Cortez Allen.
I'm going to agree with you and agree with the statement. I really think that Cortez Allen, in the brief time we have seen him in the lineup for the Steelers, he has shown himself to be one of those kind of defensive backs who is always around the football. I really don't know how you coach that. I really don't know how you explain that. But Cortez Allen seems to have it. Keenan Lewis plays well, competes, tight coverage, just doesn't have the same kind of ball skills. That'll do it for this edition of Agree to Disagree. For Mike Pursuta,
I'm Bob Labriola. Can we do Springsteen next week?
Thanks for watching. We'll see you here next time exclusively on Steelers.com.